Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul.
Team Rocket, prepare for trouble. On second thought, make that double.
To protect the world from devastation?
To unite all peoples within our nation?
Maybe you think I'm a little too brash, but the master is here, and my name is
Hermes Game Corner.
I typically play sports games during their seasons.
Okay. Did you ever get into NCAA football?
Yes. I miss them.
Gosh.
Oh man, I miss those games, dude.
Me too, man. Me too. Me and my friend were just reminiscing the other day. He just recently moved out, kind of in the country. And before moving, he didn't check about internet. So he doesn't really have good internet out there. That's probably the nicest way to say it. But he ended up going to his parents' house and grabbing his old PlayStation 2. And man, we used to play like Harry Potter, Chamber of Secrets, a bunch of games on the PlayStation 2, because I had a GameCube and he had a PlayStation. So, you know, instead of us each having, we kind of just shared the consoles and all that good stuff. But anyways, so he was looking for NCAA and he couldn't find it. Sure enough, he got home, he plugged it up, opened it up, hit the eject button, and there it was. NCAA 06, man. Do you remember like Race for the Heisman and all those game modes that they had in there where you could create your own player and stuff like that?
Yes, it was awesome.
Oh my
god. I keep hearing that they're gonna put it back up there. So I don't know if it's true or not.
I hope so. I know it's all about, you know, the likeness and paying the players and stuff like that. And I feel like they could probably work something out. There's gotta be a way.
Well, those games are players, aren't they? What's up, Reeve? Thanks for jumping
pretty
in,
much.
Dude.
I know, like, what in California, they're definitely implementing that, where they're going to pay players now and stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Yeah.
SJ, which one did you send me? Because I don't have it in here, so I must have placed it already.
So this is going to be an interesting episode of Wonder Talk. Okay. I'm here with Hermes Game Corner. He's a streamer on the Twitch, and he also has a YouTube channel, so check that out as well. But as we're recording, he's actually streaming live right now on Twitch on his channel, and currently he's playing some AC, some Animal Crossing. How you been enjoying Animal Crossing, Hermes?
I've enjoyed it. This is the first one I ever played, so I ended up, there was another guy in our little Discord community, and he was doing a giveaway for it, his first giveaway of his stream, and I went, all right, sure, I'll hop in there. So I went in there and I bought a ticket and ended up having to take care of some other stuff. So I left the stream. So I was watching on my phone, and then my phone started blowing up from all these people saying, hey, you won, get back in here. I was like, all right, cool, what I win? And so they told me, like, hey, you want Animal Crossing? I was like, I mean, I'll try it, I've never played it before. And so yeah, it's, I mean, just one of those games, if you just don't want to think,
yeah,
just do it. Yeah. And it's nice.
Dude, it's actually really fun, really relaxing, man. This one that just came out on the Nintendo Switch, New Horizons, is like my first actual Animal Crossing experience, man. And I don't think it could have came at a better time, man. It's just like you said, like a really chill game. It's not something very high intense, like something like, you know, if you play multiplayer shooter or something like that, or battle royale or something. It's just, you know, you can pick it up and you can get lost in it for hours, or you can literally just, you know, check your stuff and put it down and jump into some other stuff. So I like that. I like that freedom. It doesn't really have that pressure on you to, you know, well, other than the fact that you got to check stuff and they got what, store hours, like the store closes at like 10.
And like all these turnips, because I know Nerdo King, another guy in here, he sold turnips earlier, and I think he sold them for, that was a strange island. I think he sold them for like 2.4 million
what?
Bells or something like that for his wife's account, for SJ's account.
What?
Like, oh my gosh. I was like, I haven't even bought a single turnip. I don't even know when to buy these things.
I haven't even seen one yet, man. I think you have to literally
buy them. I don't know.
You got to buy it. Because I know that when you go into the nook cranny, and if you guys haven't played Animal Crossing and you're listening to this, check out, you know, right now, Hermes, you're probably going to be streaming Animal Crossing every now and then. I know we have people like SJ. She's been streaming Animal Crossing. Just go out there and find. There's plenty of people playing it right now. So if you want to know what we're talking about, but yeah, like the turnips is like the stock market in Animal Crossing.
I think it's called the stock market, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's got to be because of the fact that everybody's island has different prices and then that the prices change day to day and stuff like that.
It's weird.
You can definitely make some bank, man. I know that there's a couple people that visit the islands and you can, sell certain things. Like there's I think CJ, and he's all about fish, and then there's another guy,
Flick, is the bug guy.
Yes,
I have like 50, oh god, what is it, 50 tarantulas sitting on my island.
Oh my god,
waiting to sell them, because I think, because you can sell them for like 8,000 each. And hold on, they said in the chat you get the turnip Sunday from the boat girl that walks around Sunday morning. You buy them from Daisy May.
Oh, border. Oh, okay. Okay.
So you buy them from her and then you play the stock market. But yeah, oh crap, wasps. but yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's just like a game that on the surface, you're like, oh, this is just a cute game. But there's actually some good depth to it. You know, it does have a lot of things that keeps you coming back. And especially with the how they're doing the different seasons. And always like having something new to discover or in the store and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of fun, man.
I'm definitely done with the Easter.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh my gosh. Everybody I talked to has said the same thing, man. All the eggs and stuff.
Assassin's Creed's New Origins.
Oh man. Other than Animal Crossing, though, man, I know that throughout the time that we've known each other and I've been checking out your streams and stuff like that, you played a variety of games, man. But before we get into that, did you want to talk a little bit more about how you got into streaming and stuff?
So streaming, I started, what's the date? April 8th. I started July 12th. So I'm almost at the year mark.
Almost July, a year, man.
July is my year. And it was just something I was wanting to do for a while. And I think we were in Florida with my family. And I think Steph's my wife, we were just talking. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to try this whole streaming thing on Twitch. I've seen people doing it. I've been wanting to do it for a while. Start a YouTube channel. I'll do it when we get home. And a couple weeks after we got home, I was like, okay, I'm going to start. She goes, okay. And it just kind of, you know, went from there. And I never thought, yo, Jerry Juice with the follow. Thank you. So much. I never thought, you know, I mean, heck, I never thought I'd get, you know, 50 followers and hit affiliate, nevertheless, you know, where I'm at now doing, you know, this kind of podcast with you and having all these amazing people that we've met and just talking with them on a, I mean, daily basis. And I mean, we're all over the country, every single one of us.
Yeah, man.
I'm down here in Texas. I know SJ and Nerdo are up north, and that's just crazy.
Yeah, everybody's all spread out, man. It's been an experience, at least from my own experience with Wonder Soul and everything, the podcast and even streaming and all this other stuff, just content creation in general, man. The people you meet, it's been such a cool experience with streaming, as far as like you playing the games that you enjoy, and then people, you know, discover your streams. You guys get to talking, and then, you know, I think that's a really special thing to share, because I know you have a lot of favorite games. And what were some of the games that you first started streaming?
Apex.
Was it Apex?
It was strictly Apex.
Really?
That was it. All I started streaming. I had no idea what I was using. I think because I'm using Stream Elements right now, which I prefer. I was using Streamlabs. I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, sure, this all looks good. This looks somewhat professional. And then as I started going into more streams and meeting people, I was like, man, my stuff looks like crap. I said, there is nothing good about any of this. We got to fix all this right now. And so I moved over to Stream Elements. I learned that, which was a process, because it's so different and just so much. I think just better.
Personally. Yeah.
But
that's what I've been hearing.
You know, you do the alerts, you get the stream store, all that kind of stuff, so you can use your points and everything. And I've just really enjoyed meeting people. And there's some people that I've met that have just, you know, gone above and beyond to help me more than I think I deserve. But just amazing people. I haven't come across any negative people yet that have said, no, I'm not going to help you.
You know, and that's such a unique thing just in general in life, you know. But I've found that in a lot of this, like, content creation of all kinds, like, I think people understand and respect what it takes, you know, to put yourself out there, the courage, and that it's not just you simply pressing, you know, go live and just playing games. There's more to it, man. You got to entertain, you got to connect, you got to, you know, you got to go a little bit beyond what a lot of people just simply think, like, oh, you just stream video games, oh, you just do this, you just do a podcast, you just sit there and talk. No, there's layers to it, and you always have to, you know, learn and improve. And yeah, man, you've definitely evolved not only your streams, but like the community that you got going on the Discord server and stuff like that. Like you said, man, you meet people, and then these people interact with you more on a daily basis than some people you've known for years, you know. Like, it's pretty crazy how that all just quickly blows up.
I know. I mean, I talked to I got OKSJ in the chat right now because her husband Nerdo King streaming Pokemon Platinum. But like, I mean, my Be Right Back overlay, my Starting Soon overlays, my thumbnails for our Nuzlocke. I was just sitting there one day talking to him. I was like, yeah, I need some new stuff. And like an hour later, he goes, here's everything.
Wow.
Here it is. If you need new thumbnails, you tell me. I'll make them all for you. Don't worry about it. I'm like, let me do something for you. He goes, no. I was like, but I need to pay you back somehow. He goes, I just want to help. I was like, teach me. Because I can't make thumbnails. I'm not I am not artistic by nature at all. These holes. I'm not artistic by nature at all or anything, but, you know, it's just incredible to me how blessed I've been doing this in the short time.
Heck yeah, man. I mean, and that's the thing that I've always appreciated is it's like a team, man. It's like, you know, everybody plays a position or has strengths that can kind of like balance out your weaknesses. Like you said, like, well, I'm not the best at making, like, you know, certain artistic stuff, but you've met people that go, hey man, I got you. And then you can also lend some of your knowledge and some of your expertise in some of the areas that they may be, you know, maybe weak in. And, you know, I think we all just get better by helping each other, and we grow as far as these platforms a lot faster. And it's because, man, like you've said, there's so much learning that goes into stuff like this, that if you have somebody that can just, you know, kindly lend you some information or some advice, that you won't have to go through so much of a learning curve, and it can like actually cut down a lot of the time that it would have probably taken to get, you know, through certain things. I think that's amazing, man, because it's just, you just want to see everybody have fun and do well with what they're doing. And I feel like that's just a natural thing from a lot of the people that, at least through you, Nerdo King, and so many others that I've, you know, came in contact with, like Couch Cave and so many others. I mean, we can name drop throughout the whole episode, but
I can't forget, like, SJ, I know you're in the chat right now, so please, how long have you been streaming? Because I know she hasn't been streaming long, but I will say this little community that we've gotten together has like cranked so many people to that affiliate status so much faster than I think a few of us have ever dreamed anybody could get there.
Oh yeah, man.
And it's just like crazy.
I think when Nerdo King, he was in one of the streams. Oh man. I think it was last week with Jay Crispy, one of my friends who also streams. He was talking about like over 11 people that have come through Hermes Game Corner's you know, the Discord server and have gotten an affiliate, you know, just from that base of a group and stuff. So it's pretty crazy, man. Because
Zombie's one of them. He just goes, yeah, the Discord is like an affiliate making machine. I was like, kind of into that. And I never intended it to, but I'm like, I mean, if we can do it, why not?
Exactly, man. Because like, it for the hardest part with the affiliate I've noticed is, yeah, the followers that can come over time. It's usually like the average viewers and stuff, and it's having people in there, and it's having people kind of give you that constructive criticism to say, hey, you know, while I'm in here, I enjoyed this, work on that, you know, maybe we can touch up on that. And it makes you feel more comfortable when you got friends in there talking and keeping things, you know, alive and going. Because that in itself can be a talent or a skill that you got to work on when doing something like this. Like, you know, constantly talking, kind of, you know, keeping yourself up and in the energy alive, which, you know, not every stream and not every YouTube channel follows that same method. But, you know, you don't want to just be sitting there silent. playing a game.
Yeah. And yeah. SJ just said she hit affiliate in under two weeks.
Oh,
under
my.
2 weeks. So wow. Yeah, they definitely got her.
That's there. Impressive, man. And for those who don't really know much about Twitch and affiliate, there's like certain I guess like milestones that you have to complete. What is it like? You got to stream like 7 days.
Seven days, not in a row, but like 7 days out of so many. And then you have to
50 followers, I think, is it
50 followers and have an average of 3 viewers, which when you're looking at going, oh, I can do 3 viewers. I spent a month with like less than 1 average.
Oh, man,
like, this is. And I was like, there's like no way I'm going to continue this. I was like, it's never going to happen. And I was trying to network, and I met a couple other streamers who, I mean, they're basically two of the best guys I know, because I mean, all they've done was just anything I needed. And I feel bad because I messaged one of them a lot and I was like, I need help. He goes, okay, what do you need? I need this. I said, I don't understand this. And he'd be like, all right, I got you. Give me an hour and I'll get on with you. And so, you know, he helped, and I was like, perfect. Let's do it.
Man. I mean, it's crazy, dude, because when I was getting into it, I want to say not this last fall, but the year prior, I was streaming a lot, but I wasn't putting it out there that I was going live. You know, I was kind of just going about it like, well, people are just going to stumble in. Well, you know, that's going to be a little harder, you know, to reach those numbers, because the more you stream, and if your average viewers is low, you're almost hurting yourself. It becomes harder to bring that average up, you know? So that was, oh my gosh, man, that made a whole month and a half of me really grinding it out, really trying to get things out there, doing it the right way.
Joined Discords, and I started, you know, I kind of did that little, I did a little follow for a minute to get started. You know, I was like, oh, that's probably not the best idea, but well, I mean,
you,
I can
learn,
get there. And,
you know, like, you know, I've learned that, like, for the most part, the people that I do, like, that went through like that stage, I've kept in contact. There's a mutual respect and support there, but it's not going to be everyone, and that's just life, I guess. And you just kind of have to feel that out. But yeah, that you definitely kind of go through this phase of just like, all right, let me just, you know, follow everyone who's streaming and follow everyone who's doing whatever I'm doing to just kind of get it out there and try to make those connections. And yeah, it helps having like an established group and stuff like that. But yeah,
one of the guys goes, promotion's my weakness. I was like, and I think that's a lot of people, because yeah. I mean, even if you're doing Twitter, I mean, not Twitter, YouTube or Twitch, I mean, Lord, getting your name out there is just one of the most ridiculous things ever.
It's hard.
And even trying to get followers on, it's harder to get followers on Twitter, I think, than it is to get on Twitch.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's just nuts.
Social media is a beast in itself, man. And I think you're right. Getting your name out there definitely becomes difficult, because there's so many people out there that I wouldn't say it's competition, but you're swimming in the ocean with a lot of people, right? Yeah, so
a lot of big fish.
And a lot of people don't really think of the numbers the same way. So like, if you have Apex like on Twitch right now, you go and say there's like 10,000 viewers. Well, probably let's just say 5 streamers have a majority of those 10,000 viewers. So 10,000
viewers, and half of them are in 2 streams.
Exactly. So then everything else kind of trickles down. So, you know, when you have people support your streams or jump in, it raises your channel higher, and it allows it to be seen by, you know, random people and new viewers and supporters and stuff like that. So there is an importance in just like doing whatever you can to help, because you are swimming out there with a lot of people. It's become a lot easier to stream and make content and put stuff out there. But I know that you got me into Final Fantasy. Are you excited for Final Fantasy VII?
I'm excited and disappointed at the same time because I got the physical copy from GameStop.
Okay.
And I can't get it.
Oh, you had it pre-ordered through GameStop?
Uh-huh. The physical copy of it, because they're like, hey, we're going to give you a Shinra card, like a personalized Shinra ID card with it. I was like, yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm going to pre-order. I got it. I can't get it.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I'm like sitting there just going, son of a gun. Hey, Jerry Juice, thanks, too. Man, I love this. I downloaded it, actually. I downloaded this. My Animal Crossing character is, the shirt is a Zigzagoon, and the hat is, yo, with the biddy. Thank you so much. And the hat is an Ash Ketchum hat.
Ooh. I'm beginning to think now Pokemon, that's on my list of things I want to cover. But, dude, Final Fantasy VII, dude.
I'm so ready for it.
Have you played it? You played it before, the original one, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And is it as good? If it is as good as people have said, because I have, you know, little to no experience in Final Fantasy except for 9 that I got on the Switch after seeing you streaming and stuff and your recommendations. But seven,
I can talk about that one for like an entire 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm still running through it, man. I've been getting distracted by so many different games. You know how that goes, man. But I'm still trucking through it. I wanted to get through it before I got to 7. But from your perspective, why do you think people really praise 7 so much?
So I've never, and I'm going to get a lot of for this one from some people, but I've never played 6.
Okay.
I never played 6. So was, yes, Jerry Juice, Zigzagoon is my favorite. Absolutely. So I never played 6, and I'm pretty sure if I wasn't, was 7 the first one with like the full 3D modeling and the running in like any direction and all that?
I think so.
And I think that might, if it is, I think that might be like the big reason. Besides, I mean, it does have a really good story, though. Right. I am on the whole with everybody where Cloud is kind of just a whiny baby.
Yeah.
But it does have a great story. And so I forgot who it was told me earlier. They said, you know, it's something about the game when everybody loves the villain more than the main character.
Ooh.
And I'm like, yeah. I was like, everybody does like Sephiroth a lot more than they like Cloud. I liked it. It's been a few years since, I mean, I beat it
in
college. So it's been a couple years. Get away from me, actually. Cause I've been out of college for a hot minute. There we go. But I remember playing cause I downloaded an emulator of it on my computer before they had it on Steam.
Okay.
And so I went for it and I played it, went all the way through it. I was like, yes, I remember this game. Okay. And it was a lot of fun. And I think the materia aspect of it, where you can give anybody anything, really. So if you want to teach like Cloud how to summon, he can summon. Or if you want Tifa to summon, she can summon. Mm. Whereas, and I'll go off the one I know, like Final Fantasy IX, is you have in the game, you get 2 summoners. A black mage, someone who can do white, you know, something else. I don't even know what that character is. And once you play it more, you'll know, or if you've already gotten to that person. And then you have your tanky boy, and then your main character is Zidane, who is the rogue type, faster, but he can hit hard type deal, and then he can steal everything from him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that might be something, too, that you can just give anybody anything in Final Fantasy VII.
So it kind of gave you that freedom to kind of like make that team and those characters your own in like a different way. You know, you don't get to really customize them other than... You know, I think you can name them, right? You don't have their names. Not
no, Tifa, it doesn't have to be
Cloud. Okay.
No, it doesn't be Cloud, Tifa, Barret, or anything like that. You can do, I mean, anything you want. Ah, Juicy, you're not dumb, dude. I don't think. Here's my question for you, Wonder. Thinking about Twitch, Do go for it. You ever, you know, like panels people have under their streams? You ever read those? Because one of the guys in the chat was like, I just read your bio. I'm so dumb. I was like, no, I never, I don't really read the bios that much as I should. I mean, from time to time, I will. But if I'm like just swinging through somebody, I probably won't read it. But if I'm like, oh, I'm gonna stick around for a while, like yours, I think you have some. I think I've read it before. Nardos, Cooking Oils, you know, all theirs I've read before. I'm just not getting any spiders on the side. I'm leaving.
you know, honestly, man, it really depends. Like if I'm on PC and I'm watching somebody's stream, it's easier to just catch because you just literally just kind of scroll down. It's right there. But like if I'm watching off of my phone, I kind of forget about it because really all you see is the chat. You kind of have to go out of your way to see anything other than the stream when you're on like the Twitch mobile app. Yeah. But I know they're trying to improve those panels and kind of allow you to put like social links and different things like that. It's always been up to the streamer to go through the extra steps of decking that part of it out. Now, I think it's just like what you're saying. If I'm in a stream and I'm sticking around and it's somebody I don't know, you know, I'll scroll down to kind of see what everybody's about. Usually people put like, you know, their computer specs and their stream schedules and, you know, different information like, you know, for social media and whatever else. And maybe if they have a sponsor. But, you know, honestly, it's not the first place I go. It's also the same way with like YouTube. Like they have those panels with the about that I rarely go to. Like I'm there to see the content. I'm there to see the stream. So nah, it's kind of something that I forget about, but maybe that's why they want to put a little bit more attention to it to kind of make it more of like a social, you know, profile. So yes. It kind of stands out a little bit more.
And I know they added a channel trailer. I don't know if anybody in chat has seen that or has played with it any, but if you have, let me know. But they added something like a channel trailer. We can do like a little 30-second like intro about yourself when people just come by your channel if you're offline. I haven't done it, but I'm like, do I want to do like that or can I upload highlights of games instead?
Well, there is something else I've noticed with Twitch and their direction now. It seems like what they want to do is compete more with YouTube. So now you can upload clips and different videos if you're an affiliate on Twitch. And I didn't know much about that before. So it's going to be interesting, man. I think it's going to be really cool to see how they compete with YouTube and Mixer and apply different social, you know, themes to it to make it more than just a video that you're just seeing, right?
Yes, I get what you're saying. Hold on real quick. Yo, Chef Zombie with the 200 biddies. Thank you, sir. I had to say that real quick. Always got to give love.
Of course, man. No, you good, man.
And there's been a couple, and this is what drives me crazy, and I've talked with Hot Cooking Oil about it, is we try to raid. You know, it's always good to raid people.
Yeah.
Look at this. It's always good to raid people after you're done streaming, even if you know them or not. And every now and then I'll raid, you know, Mike. Milkshake with 100 biddies. Thank you. Or just anybody I can think of. But there's one person, and, you know, I'm not going to say any names or anything, but there's one person that Hot Cooking Oil and I both raided before. And nothing. If you get raided, acknowledge that person that raided you. Now, I'm not saying, you know, give shout outs or anything, you know, like a thank you or anything,
right.
Something like that. But I mean, we both raided them with pretty decent sized groups, and I mean nothing. He didn't interact with the chat. He didn't do much. And I was like, this isn't gonna work for me. So I think, you know, we were both like, okay, not him again. It's not anybody in our Discord knows. It was just one guy we came across one time, and I forgot where we met him at, but I was like, no, because I'm gonna send people, you know. Cookie and I, we typically stream to the same people, and you know, all of us stream to each other, so we're kind of used to a certain type of person. But you know, it's just like the small hey, thanks for the raid. You know, just something easy.
Exactly, it's common courtesy. At all. I mean, that's all it comes down to, man. Like, I mean, that you're bringing somebody potential new supporters and viewers. You know, it's, you don't just do that just to do it. You know, like, I know what you're saying, like, raid people you know and support, but also it helps, like, not everybody's going to be, you know, online streaming. So you know, you might be streaming, let's say, Apex, and then you go to the to check out who is streaming Apex, and mm-hmm. you might make a connection there. But I think that's the biggest key to streaming on whatever platform you're on is, look, if I wanted to just watch a video of whatever, I'd go to YouTube. And yeah, then
and to answer somebody in the chat real quick, mm-hmm. she goes that I've raided people before to say nothing at all. It's hard when you don't network. And this is true. If you don't know, yes, it's kind of hard. The difference with this person was we knew him before.
So there was
we had talked to him a few times, so we kind of knew him. And we were both like, man, you know.
Yeah, it definitely kind of leaves a, you know, salty taste. You know, you're just like, well, but then, like you said, you kind of live and you learn, you know, and you you did the right thing by giving it a shot, and you don't know what the outcome's going to be. But I think it's
been busy or whatnot. True. I think there's not many partnered streamers that I follow, which is weird. I think I really only follow like two or three partnered streamers. Okay,
cool.
And there's one, you know, she's an amazing. She's a COD streamer. She's funny as all get out. And I mean, I think there was one time I rated her, but as soon as doing it, it's nothing against the person you're streaming because it's an accident. Right. But as soon as I rated her, everybody you're like, oh crap. Like, dang, that's just terrible timing.
Ah, dude, those, you know, some of those streamers, man, they got a ton of people in that chat, man. I'm surprised, like, how they even try to keep up with that stuff. You know,
oh, you'd have to sit there on like just a chat night. So she's actually doing her community night tonight. She's always like, when are you gonna come to community? And I was like, we stream on the same night. I can't, sorry.
Oh,
man. But I mean, she was good about it. She saw that I rated her. She's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's fine. I was like, it was like 12:30 at night. I was like, I didn't expect you to be going much longer.
Yeah, it kind of, you know, you don't really know, especially because you're doing your own thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so you only have like a brief moment to really check in and see what the other person is doing. You don't know if they've really been streaming for hours or if they're just getting started. Yes. So it can be a tricky move, but it's always the right thing. And that's the thing about that. My advice is to anybody who does any kind of streaming, especially, you know, on Twitch, definitely try to raid if you can. It helps you build new connections and then just support the people that you already support. But that chat, you know, is the backbone to whatever you're doing.
Really is. You have to keep up. You have to talk to them. I mean, if they're chatting, they're talking like mine right now. I got Milkshake. She's an awesome streamer. She was playing Stardew Valley earlier. I was able to actually, which I will say has been one of the positives of this quarantine, is I've been able to hop in so many people's chats, like those who come into my streams. I've been able to watch so many of their chats in between streams in between meetings and get to see them and actually talk to them in their element instead of them coming to mine.
Yeah.
And I'm finally able to, like, oh good, I can finally give back to y'all.
Yeah, yeah. And it gets hard, man. It really does, especially as like, you meet so many people and everybody's mm-hmm. schedules. It can be kind of difficult to, you know, pop in as often as you would like. But, you know, it is fun to return that support and return the favor. But it really is about, while you're doing whatever you are doing, to mm-hmm. interact with the chat, to, like, you know, keep that energy going. Because without the chat, then you're just it's a video. And that reminds me of just like a YouTube thing where you can just watch a YouTube video. And the closest interaction you get is the comment section. But the fun thing about streams is interacting for both the chat and the person who is streaming, you know, to do something live and have that poke and poke back kind of like, you know, dynamic. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man.
You go into streams and you start meeting other people from those chats, and then you start talking and you start networking with them, and you start, you know, you get to do all this fun stuff with them too. And you're like, hey, I got a whole bunch of new people I just met tonight. This is awesome.
Exactly, man. And then that's how you meet people that share the same interests as you. I mean, mm-hmm. like seeing what you play, And also just interacting with you on the server, through your streams and different things like that. You know, I've come to say, like, dang, Hermes likes Dragon Ball Z. He likes Pokemon. He likes all these different things that, you know, if you weren't interacting with the chat, if you weren't being, you know, social whenever you could, like, we would lose that chance to establish that kind of connection. So, like, because of that, now we have more to talk about, more things to get into. And one of the things I did want to get into is Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z.
That's my wheelhouse right there. But let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Milkshake. Yeah, you definitely got to connect with everybody. And Chef, I would love you to get into Switch, dude, but you're going to have to wait till this whole mess is over because I think they're selling for like $500 each.
Oh, my God. Switches are selling out, man.
Stupid. I mean, they're so... I mean, we were at GameStop about 2 years ago or whenever. It was like before Pokemon Let's Go came out. We were walking around the mall by our house, and I walked into GameStop, and my wife goes, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm just going in to look." She goes, "Uh-huh. What are you buying?" I was like, just go to... I'll be back. I came out. She goes, "What'd you buy?" "A Nintendo Switch." I goes, "What is that?" "A game console." She goes, "Don't want to know. Don't worry about it. Just go buy yourself something nice."
There you go. That's about the best way to go about doing that, man. I mean, but look, man, the Switch has really surprised me, man. That's like a whole nother conversation in that. But I mean, most of the games that I know that a lot of the people that we've connected with have streamed or talk about playing a lot are those Nintendo titles like Pokemon, like Animal Crossing and stuff like that. And honestly, man, the Switch has really just been knocking it out of the park when it comes to exclusives, when it comes to just pure fun titles that you can honestly get lost in, man. And people like you and me probably grew up playing a lot of the Nintendo titles. I know Super Mario, dude, all day, bro. And you know that they're talking about bringing all those, like Mario 64.
Yep, I saw that the other day, and I got really excited.
Man, Nintendo, please, we need some good news. Just drop it on us, and then give us that Breath of the Wild 2, and whatever else you got, you know, in the vault. Like some Metroid Prime 4 would be nice, you know, whatever, you know.
So we could talk about this part later, because this is going to give me a lot of trouble too, but I've never beat a Zelda game.
Oh, hey, man. No. Is Hot Cooking Oil going to get mad at you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's not that I don't like them.
Speaking of the devil.
I just haven't finished them. I don't know why.
Man, I'm sure if you ask, we all have those lists of really good titles that we haven't finished. Like for me, it's The Witcher 3. Like people have talked so much about how good all the side quests are and just the story and everything. And especially with a game like a Zelda or an RPG, if I even put it down for a few days, you lost me. I might as well just start over. Because there's that momentum, you know, that you got to keep with it to know what you're doing and what's going on inside the story. And dude, I'm still working on Breath of the Wild right now. So, hey, you're good,
me
man.
Me too.
You're good.
He just goes, that's why he hasn't finished The Witcher. Yo, Nerdo King with the raid as we were speaking about raids.
Uh-oh.
What's up, dude? Thank you so much, Nerdo. I was platinum, man. I got Wonder Soul up here with me.
Hello.
Yeah, Cookie just goes, yeah, I haven't finished The Witcher either.
Oh, man. I mean, when the show came out, I was totally like, I got to pick this up again. And I got it on my PlayStation 4. It just, you know, it's just all about me sitting down and actually honing in on it. But with every new game that comes out every week, it's a little challenging, man. It's a little challenging to keep up with certain titles.
So you got that PS4, so we're going to play some Apex or something together.
Oh, man. Well, see, I thought everybody I know now played Apex on their PC. So I was like,
I got it on both, and I hadn't played it since the Halloween event. And then I played a little bit of the new map. Then it was like the other day, they go, King's Canyon's back. Let me just update this real quick.
I might be jumping back on it, man. I know I've been playing PlayStation, and I still got to finish Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, dude. Like,
I started it.
Yeah, exactly, right? You just, you know, and I know that it's a good game, man, but then like Animal Crossing came out and then a bunch of different things pulled my attention. So I definitely got to sit down and finish that. I was at like the Android Saga, I think. I'd finish Frieza and stuff. So, you know, I'm at the halfway
point. Oh, yeah. I was watching you play that on YouTube. Speaking of Dragon Ball Z.
Uh-oh.
What were we going to talk about? Because we could talk about that for another 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
I know, man. I'm trying to decide where to start, man. Well, with Dragon Ball Z, like, how did you get introduced to it? And, you know, just tell me some of your favorite things about it.
Toonami went. So I never watched Dragon Ball.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still everywhere with Dragon Ball. So
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I just haven't ever really like got a chance to actually watch it.
Right.
I know, you know, the story behind it, King Piccolo is the main bad guy and all that stuff. Which if you think about it, it's kind of funny in Dragon Ball Z that Piccolo is like Gohan's dad, but he's only like 5 years older than him.
Right. So,
Milkshake, you gotta play some Final Fantasy games. But yeah, Dragon Ball Z, I remember the first episode of it. Goku flying in, and I don't remember how old I was, but I remember watching it on like Cartoon Network,
mm-hmm.
being like, this looks pretty cool. And at that point, the only anime I had really ever watched was Pokemon. I was like, well, what is this? This looks interesting. And then, you know, spaceship comes from the sky, a farmer shoots him, he catches the bull and then launches it back at the farm, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be awesome. And then from there, I was just like, this is, you know, and then, you know, you got your favorite moments. Goku turning Super Saiyan for the first time. And Gohan going Super Saiyan 2
for the first time. Everybody's been bringing that up lately, is like when Gohan fights in the Cell games. I'm like, that's why, I know a lot of Gohan fans out there, and I know a lot of them are a little disappointed with where he went as a character. I know that they're reworking him right now in Super, I've heard, especially in the manga, but... Man, Gohan was a badass in the Cell games. And when you start rewatching the show or even through playing Kakarot the game, you start to see like, man, they have been putting in how much potential Gohan has since the beginning. Like even with Raditz, when he like charged up and he hit Raditz, you know, when he was, cause that was the whole thing. Raditz captured and kidnapped Gohan.
He was going to turn him evil.
Yeah. He's like, oh, okay, Kakarot, if you're not going to come, now I'll just take your kid and then we'll talk. Yeah. Raditz, you know, he was an interesting villain, man. And that was, I think about how mind blowing that was. If you did,
I feel like they could have done more with him. With him being Goku's brother, you think they could have done just a little bit more with him?
Yeah. But if you think about it, like, that was like the moment that we as fans realized, oh, well, we already knew something was up with Goku, but oh, he's an alien and he's part of this race of warriors that are in space that literally go around and take over worlds. Yep. Like, what? And you know, that could have been Goku. And that's what I thought was so good about the Dragon Ball Super Broly movie is have you seen that yet?
I did. I find the wait, which one? The new one?
Yeah, the new one. The new one.
Yes, I finally watched the new one and someone in chat goes, Ginyu for.
Oh, the Ginyu Force, man. Them dudes are hilarious.
But yes, I finally saw the new Broly movie, and I like that they didn't make Broly's reason for wanting to kill Goku was because he was crying next to him as a 2-year-old. Thank God. And I didn't listen to your podcast on that one yet until after I watched it, because I was like, I don't want any spoilers on the new Broly movie just in case.
Right.
So I watched it and I go, oh, yeah, because I remember the old one. I was like, all right, he cried. That was the whole point of it. Goku was a crybaby.
Ah, that was so stupid.
And then it's this new one. At the end of it, he's like, I'm going to train you how to control your powers. I was like, okay, go ahead, Goku. You're going to train Broly now. You're going to come over to him, see me, and he'd kill him. He's still on this, spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, he's still on this planet. Alive, and you're just like, this is cool, this is fine, we're gonna make it work.
I mean, isn't that Goku to a T though? Like, that guy, and he's never looked for trouble, he's just like,
Vegeta actually put up a decent fight.
They
didn't nerf Vegeta in the
they gave Vegeta some moments, man. I was really, this is Dragon Ball Super, a little bit spoilers here, but I was hoping that Vegeta, I was really hoping he'd had a bigger moment. Like, we all know the trope, Goku, he saves the day. At least, except for that one time where Gohan did, which, I mean, it's his son. That felt like a passing of the torch moment. But to go back to
what we're going
to
do,
I thought that's whatever that whole conspiracy or rumor that's out there that Akira Toriyama wanted to end Z there. But then they were like, nah, man, this is making money. You need to keep, you got to keep this up. So then we go into like the Boo saga.
Which the Boo saga was good, because this one they brought fusion. I mean, you saw some fusion in the Namekian side.
Yeah.
With Piccolo and Nail, but you never saw it like you did with the Patera earrings or the fusion dance. And then another thing in the Broly movie was a certain thing happened. So it was just like, this is awesome.
Yeah, there was some really cool concepts that were introduced in the Boo saga. I'm really mixed on the Boo saga. I think it was just because of how good the Cell games were and the Android saga was with introducing Trunks, and then we see Vegeta go Super Saiyan, Gohan go, you know, all those moments and the hyperbolic time chamber, just all that. That's my golden era of Dragon Ball Z for me. But like going back to like Broly. The thing that I've liked about that character and what they've done with him is the fact that he's not naturally evil, you know? It's all about his surroundings and stuff, and that's kind of like Goku as well, you know?
His father was a douchebag.
Yeah, pretty much.
basically, to sum up Broly, his father was just a douche.
Yeah, just not a good dad. There's a trend in Dragon Ball about dads. I don't know what that is all about. I want to dig up some Akira Toriyama, you know, history and see if he had some weird relationships.
How was your father growing up?
Yeah, how was that? I supposedly like they were cool, and his dad like worked on vehicles and stuff, and that's why Akira Toriyama really digs like making the different cars and technology that you see in Dragon Ball and stuff like that, like those designs. But you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just something that he implemented, but. Yeah, man, Z and Super have been really crucial in my fandom as far as anime and stuff like that goes. Now, we can get into Pokemon. We can even still touch on some Z, but are there some other animes that you get into other than Dragon Ball and stuff?
So in January, and this is where I'm going to talk about the Z a little bit going around. So in January, it was literally almost a month worth. I had catch this spider. I had something, and they classified it as an upper respiratory infection. Nothing else. Like I couldn't walk down the hallway at the school I teach at without running out of breath.
Ooh.
Like man. I couldn't get across my gym without having to stop and come back. So everybody's like, what did you have? I was like, we all have our thoughts on what that might have been back then.
Right.
Oof. So I was sitting there home and I was sick and I was like, man, what can I watch? And I was like, well, here's my hero. So I, in the 3 or 4 days I was home, decided I'm going to delve into My Hero Academia. And really? I burned through that whole show, like all 4 seasons of it in like the 2 or 3 days I was stuck at home.
Oh my gosh, dude.
This show is amazing. I love it.
Well, yeah, I was about to. Well, there's the answer. What did you think, though? Like, you compared to some of these other ones that you've seen.
I really enjoyed it because, I mean, they got all these super. They got these cool designs, all these cool powers. I don't know if you've ever seen. I don't want to give any spoilers away with some of the. They call their powers quirks.
Oh, dude, I'm a big My Hero fan, bro.
Okay, so then you know, and I thought it was cool because it's like, hey, you know, the main character, you know, he gets his quirk, but the problem with it, every time he uses it, he breaks something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is cool. Like, I mean, he's not like, oh, here's your power, you're going to automatically be the hero, and you're going to save the day and everything. It's, nope, you have to learn how to use the person who gave him the powers, like, I can somewhat still use it, but I'm pretty much going to be done soon. So you got to hurry up and figure it out.
Right.
And I think the season before the first part of season four, with the one particular girl with the horn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That whole, like, arc right there, that little mini arc or whatever you want to call it right there, was probably my favorite part of the whole show. Just them going at it and just in that building and how he ended up figuring it out at the end on what to do and how to beat the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, dude, the writing, the characters, and that's one of the best points that you could bring up about My Hero is that they have these cool powers, but everything comes with like a catch. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, yeah, he can do this, but only until, or, you know, like Todoroki. The reason why he's even the person he is because his dad, Endeavor, who has this fire quirk and his mother has this ice quirk, he basically wanted Todoroki to be able to cool himself off when he got too hot and vice versa, to heat himself up when he got too cool. Because all of these characters got quirks, like the superpowers, but they have some kind of catch. So I find like that's really, really interesting. It's a really cool, interesting like attention to detail. So they're not overpowered. You know, like with Saiyans in Dragon Ball Z and some other shows, it just feels like, okay, it's just whoever beats the other person up, you know?
Yeah.
Saiyans, they get stronger after they lose and get beat up, but still, you know, it doesn't seem like there's too many limitations. It just kind of keeps escalating and getting crazier and crazier. But yeah, man, My Hero is definitely one that I suggest to a lot of people, especially now in the age that we live in where Marvel and DC and superheroes are really popular now. And it's a perfect entry anime where it has a lot of those anime like tropes, I guess. But you know what? The pacing is really good. It doesn't suffer from what Dragon Ball Z kind of suffers from, which is that filler. You know, those moments where those fights last for 10 episodes.
Which is why I've kind of enjoyed Dragon Ball Z Kai from time to time.
Ah, that's a good point.
Where the condensed down version of it, you're like, okay, I don't have to sit there and watch an entire episode of Super Saiyan 3.
You're right. What do you think about Super Saiyan 3, man? A lot of people don't like it. Do you like it?
I want to see Vegeta.
Oh my gosh, right?
I want to see it'd be fun to see a Nappa Super Saiyan 3.
Oh my gosh, just seeing a Nappa Super Saiyan, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool? I really hope that moving forward, like with Super, and I know we're bouncing around, but we're just kind of geeking out. Like with like the rest of the Z fighters, I hope they, you know, make like something for Piccolo, for Tien and Yamcha to try to keep up or stand on their own beyond. You know, the Saiyans and what they do and stuff, you know?
Yeah, because they really,
they kind of went in the background, didn't they?
Saiyan saga, they kind of went to the background, really.
Yeah, what was it? After that, we had Namek, and you get a little bit, but most of them were dead, like training on King Kai's planet.
Yeah, they were all dead except for Krillin. And I don't know, and I'm going to, you know, name drop. I don't know if you ever listened to the Dragon Ball Z Abridged series.
I have. So I haven't listened to every one of them, but dude, those guys are hilarious.
I'll tell you what, I watched those so many times. They just crack me up because everything they say is just true. I mean, yeah. It's all just true. It's like there was one where I think Vegeta, and the guy who does Piccolo's voice and Vegeta's voice goes, yeah, it's not of a milestone anymore. Yeah. The kids are even doing it these days, pretty much. Golly.
That's why it was so crazy when Trunks, he shows up on the scene. And we just got introduced to Super Saiyan. And all of a sudden, he's looking at having Frieza back at that point was pretty crazy. We're like, oh my gosh. Like, Frieza survived all that. But the fact that Trunks is like, Goku's not the only Super Saiyan. And just makes quick work.
Frieza ain't going anywhere, ever.
Well, you know, we're bringing that up about Piccolo and different things like that. Some of these characters in Z that were villains becoming good guys. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like Frieza's going to take that turn, seeing what we've seen in Super and stuff like that?
I can't see him actually being a good guy. Yeah. I mean, is the Broly movie canon?
I guess so. I feel because like it is.
If it is, and then the whole thing about that, then... No, No, I don't.
Now, Frieza's funny as hell, though.
Oh, he is absolutely funny.
Dude, hilarious. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really see Frieza doing that. Unless it, like, in Super, where I got to team up in orders, you know, for something for my own selfish gain and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, all right, man. We could totally talk about some more DBZ some other time. And I would love to. There's so much that we're not going to be able to cover in this episode. But but before we wrap things up here in the next, like, mm-hmm. about 15 minutes or so, Pokemon. We got to talk about Pokemon, man.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. So, like, where did that all start with you, man? And name some of your favorite Pokemon games and Pokemon, so, you know? Let's see.
Pokemon, I started with the show, I think, like most of everybody else. I remember watching, I don't know how I came across it. And then it was, you know, they had the Game Boy Color, and I was like, they got a Pokemon game for the Game Boy Color. I was like, I want it. And so I ended up getting, I think, a Game Boy Color, and then Blue was the first one.
Now, what color Game Boy Color did you have?
I have that. I still have it. It's the purple clear one.
Oh, nice. Okay,
so, yeah. And I had misplaced it for a very, very long time. Hey, Scoop. Hey, Cameron. Thanks. I had misplaced it for quite a while. And I had it at my dad's house, and my brother, not Scoop Killer, my other brother, he messaged me. He goes, hey, I found this old Game Boy here. What do you want me to do with it? I said, give it to me. I was like, what kind of? He goes, oh, I was going to sell it if you didn't want it. I was like, ooh, I'll kill you.
Please don't. So
he brought it over and he gave it to me, and I put batteries in it, it cranked on, and you hear that whole, you know, ding,
ding
sound it makes. It's like, okay, now where are they? So I went through a couple of my old moving boxes. Pokemon Red, Pokemon Blue, Pokemon Yellow. Oh, Crystal, man. I was like, I still have them. Yes,
dude, you're so lucky. So lucky.
And actually, I didn't have Crystal. Crystal wasn't working. It was like just old, and for some reason, something happened to it. Mm-hmm. So I actually went on Etsy, and this person had a like refurbished version of Crystal. That I guess they were just refurbishing them and mm-hmm. fixing them up, putting new batteries in them. I got it for like $12.
What?
Yeah, I was like, all right. So I got there, I popped it in. It's on my Game Boy right now, just chilling. So when I play it,
oh man, that's lucky.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. But yeah, let's see, favorite Pokemon. Ooh. I mean, I gotta go with my girl Ziggy, man. I gotta go with that Linoon.
Okay.
From that Emerald playthrough I did, she was just, I mean, I've never seen a speed set on a Pokemon over 250.
Jeez, bro.
And that's why she's like everything all over my Twitch page. Everywhere.
Definitely the mascot, right?
Oh yeah, she's definitely the mascot. I mean, heck, and I mean, I'm wearing a Zigzagoon.
Yeah, I was about to say.
She's the flag, and then the name of the island is Zigland. So I mean, she's just kind of took over on herself. And I was asking people for names for the channel, not the channel points, but like the stream elements points.
Mm-hmm.
And someone goes, just call them Ziggles. Okay.
But, yeah, it is. That works.
I think, you know, perfect team catchy. Would be a Zigzagoon, a Charizard. Suicune's probably my favorite legendary. I just love the design of that dog.
Most definitely.
Arcanine. I got two more. See, I like Pidgey. I like the Pidgey. I know people like Spearow's better. I like my Pidgey.
Yeah, I'm camp Pidgey, you know.
So give me my Pidgey, my Pidgey and Pidget, and then Poliwhirl.
Ooh. That's a unique Poliwhirl. One, but I can totally see why you like it. Poliwhirl's pretty cool looking.
Like every time I got a Poliwhirl, I never evolved it.
Oh,
I always left it as a Poliwhirl.
Now, what are some, like, not in the main series Pokemon games that you remember the most? Like, did you play, like, Pokemon Snap or anything like that on the 64?
I played Snap. I played the heck out of Pokemon Snap, man. We tore that game up. yeah, we played Pokemon Snap, Pokemon Stadium. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
But I think my favorite one, and if Skokill is still in the chat, he can... Battle Arena. I don't even know what Battle Arena is. Is Gale of Darkness.
Oh, yeah. You were streaming that as well on the GameCube.
I was streaming it. I had the GameCube emulator streaming it, but we had... It kept, like, the emulator kept, like, glitching out, and I'd get, like, 45 minutes in, and it would go crash, and I didn't have a chance to save it. So I was like... And it would happen two or three times a stream, and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, that's
like as much as I want to play it. So I got to find I have my GameCube, I think, at my mom's house. I think she has it buried somewhere. I was like, I just need a physical copy of that game. So if anybody knows where to find one.
We got to get you some Gale of Darkness, bro. We'll be on the lookout. We'll be on the lookout. Oh, man, that's crazy.
My brother goes, the GameCube's in my room.
Is it?
It's in his room at our mom's house. It's safe.
I love the GameCube, man. I have so many fond memories of that. I mean, some of the better... better is not the right word. So some of the Pokemon games that I didn't... like, I guess that aren't in the main series would be Pokemon Puzzle League. Do you remember that one?
Pokemon Puzzle League and Pokemon Trading Card Game.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah. So those are like... outside of like, you know, the typical series and stuff, man. But... yeah, man. It's so cool to see so many people now into Pokemon and into anime and video games and stuff like that, man. And I know a lot of people we know, like Nerdo King was actually doing a Nuzlocke earlier. I know that Loon Kyle's doing a Nuzlocke. And you were doing one. I know it's on hold right now. Do we have any updates on when that might come back anytime?
Skullkiller just left. He's doing Warzone. Skullkiller and me... We were doing one. We got about 16 episodes in.
Okay.
And the last episode we recorded, we were about halfway through it, and we kept going. We got all the way through. We did 3 minutes, and I looked over, and it stopped recording at like the 15 minute mark. I was like, oh no! And we had so much cool stuff happen in that episode. I think we caught like a Kadabra.
Oh, dude. Other
stuff, and I was like, yeah, our team's gonna be stacked. And then all that happened, so I was like, delete it. We'll start it over.
Oh, that
we just haven't had a chance to get back to it yet.
I can't wait when you do, man. I really can't. Well, I know Couch Cave has been steady pumping out that Nuzlocke series, which is hilarious. And if you guys are listening to this and don't know about Couch Cave, go ahead and check them out on YouTube.
They started watching ours. I actually found they found me on Instagram, I think, because I was posting my Emerald Nuzlocke on my Instagram account. It was just like the main battles. And he commented on one. We just started talking. And then Nerdo King hops into one of the comments one time. So we all started. And I was like, come to the Discord. We can just do this a little easier. And then that's about all where that came from.
That's great. Now, for people listening that maybe not be familiar with a Nuzlocke, what is a Nuzlocke? Because you guys are the first... like wave of this for me, so yeah.
So the Nuzlocke is so everybody has their trainer ID, and your last digit of your trainer ID determines your starter Pokemon. So let's say you're doing Pokemon Red,
okay,
and your starters are Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur. Well, if your last number is 1, 2, or 3, you get Bulbasaur. 4, 5, or 6, you get Charmander. 7, 8, 9, you get 4, 5, 6, Squirtle. 7, 8, 9, you get Charmander, and if it's 0, you get to pick. Now, what makes it special about the Nuzlocke is once you get Pokeballs, let's say you have Pokeballs and you go to Route 1, whatever Pokemon you come across is the one you have to catch. So if you come across a Rattata, you have to catch the Rattata. If you kill it, that route is dead and you can't catch anything else on it.
So
if you catch a Rattata and then you run into a Pidgey, you can't catch the Pidgey. Or if you kill the Rattata on accident and without killing it, or without catching it, that root is gone, and you can't catch anything on it anymore. It's done.
Wow. So it's a lot harsher than I thought, man. I did not know that.
It's harsh. And if a Pokemon faints, you have to release it. It's dead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't use it.
So it's basically permadeath for Pokemon.
Exactly. So if you look at, like... and they're going to hate me for this if they listen to this podcast. Look at, like, Skullkiller and Mines, Nuzlocke. Mm-hmm. In 16 episodes, we've lost 2 Pokemon. We lost a Hitmonlee, which was tragic. And then we lost our Charmeleon, who was not our starter, but we ended up catching one because we did what's called randomized. So everything is random. So, like, in Route 1, you can catch, you know, a Charizard or a Zubat. You know, just something.
Wow.
We ended up losing Charmeleon, but we ended up getting a Combusken out of it. So it worked out. But we've only lost 2 in 16 episodes. And I think Couch Cave, sorry guys, but I think they're up to Ooh, boy. They're up to like 21 or 22.
What?
Yeah, they had an episode about a quarter of the way through where they came across a fully evolved Pokemon at a very early level. Did not end well for those poor boys.
Oh, guys.
And it was hilarious.
Hate to see it.
it was sad to watch. I was dying laughing.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are hilarious, man. Oh, yeah. Like I was saying, man, I never knew what a Nuzlocke was until I introduced all you guys. And then I started seeing you guys' series. Either it was the streams or it was on YouTube and stuff. So, yeah, man, it's a very interesting way to play Pokemon. And it can be very entertaining and stressful all at the same time. So,
yes.
Can't wait for you to start your series again, man.
And we've actually had as a guest on ours. I've had Nerdo King as a guest on ours. We're going to
have
a guest on. Basically, all we do is we just screen share the app.
Oh, okay.
And so that way you can see in real time exactly what's going on.
Yeah, you don't want to delay when you're doing stuff like that, for sure.
No, no.
Yeah.
So, and that's been a couple of Skullkillin' Mind's issue is the internet sometimes. We've had to, you know, he's like, man, I got like a 10-second delay, so we'll restart everything, shut it all. Get back together in 10 minutes. Like, okay, it's better. And so I'll sit there. I was like, all right, when I move, you tell me. So I'll hit right, and I'll move right now. I'm like, you got it. Okay, good. No delay. Let's go.
Get that timing down. Yeah, dude, technical difficulties. You hate to go through it, man. And sometimes you can prepare and think you got it all figured out, and there'll still be something that just pops up on you, man. I hate it, man. But, dude, I got to say, I've really enjoyed this conversation. I know you got a whole nother your stream that you want to get into. You're still going to finish up some Animal Cross and get into some Battle Royales. But I wanted to just give you the last minutes of this episode to, you know, plug and promote anything you want to do as far as your streams and your channels and anybody else you want to throw out there. And then we'll wrap it up, man. We'll finish this episode, dude.
All right. Well, yeah. Going with Wondersoul there, you know, thanks following him on everything yet. He does stream also, so I'm going to plug you first.
Hey, thank you.
He does stream. He's been doing a lot of Age of Empires, which we're going to have to talk on the side.
But we're going to have to talk about
Galactic.
Battlegrounds.
We'll talk about that on the side.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, please stop by the stream sometime. We have a Discord also. A lot of great people, like we've talked about in this. Come stop by it. We're going to try and start cranking out more YouTube videos. You know, I'd love to see more people, love to get to meet more people. You know, give Wondersoul some love too, man, because he's amazing. And like we always tell people when we raid him, we always go the person with the best beard when we go to him.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Now, what is your stream schedule right now? Just everything going on, just to let people know when they can come check you out.
Stream schedule is Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time every week, gotcha. Unless something happens, but right now it's not much. And then if I have to change it up, I'll let people know on Twitter. I got a Twitter, I got an Instagram, all that good stuff. So, you know, I'd appreciate the follow, I appreciate the love, and if you stop by the stream, it's gonna be a good conversation.
Oh, most definitely, dude. I gotta say, man, totally enjoyed this conversation and the numerous conversations and interactions that we've had through your streams, my streams, or wherever we meet and talk, whether it's in the server or whatnot, man. I gotta say thank you so much for all of your support, dude. I think that what you've been doing as far as entertaining and connecting people has been amazing. It's definitely something that we all need more in our lives, especially right now. So I can't thank you enough for that. But I will definitely drop all of the links to everything, like your YouTube channel, the Twitch, and even social media in the description of this episode of Wonder Talk. So if you guys want to check out Hermes, go ahead and please do yourself a favor and check him out live on Twitch. And dude, thank you for taking the time out of your stream to sit down and talk to me on this episode of Wonder Talk, man, and enjoy the rest of your stream, bro.
Oh man, thanks for having me, dude. And sorry it was a little different than normal with the stream going
this
on.
This is fine, dude. This worked out really good, man.
It was good. Like I said at the beginning of it, man, we've been trying to for like a couple months now.
For a while, man. Yes, yes. Well, dude, I can't wait to get this out to everybody. And yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like I said, check out Hermes Game Corner. And until the next episode, I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you for listening to Wonder Soul. Connect with the podcast through social media. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Search Wonder Soul. If you enjoyed this episode, please share, rate, and review. You can find us on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate your support. Wonder Soul hopes you have yourself a good day.